You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day to you. Also a West Georgia Wednesday here in the Kia Studios, because two West Georgia grads are holding it down right now, myself and Noelle White as well. Shout out to my girl, Noelle. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner, and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Amazon workers, Amazon drivers out there as well, and all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my front and rear loading truck drivers, all my local 613 drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Well, it all comes down to tonight as far as whether the Braves will keep their what has been a short postseason, obviously, for them so far, but that's what happens when you get into the wild card round. You can be in the postseason just that quick and be out just that quick. The Braves face elimination tonight as they lost game one of their wild card series with the San Diego Padres 4-0. And if they don't win tonight, just that quickly, they are done. But as far as last night goes, again, 4-0 loss, and the San Diego Padres blitzed A.J. Smith-Shawver, the young, inexperienced A.J. Smith-Shawver, who was making his first career playoff start. They blitzed him from the jump. More specifically, Fernando Tatis blitzed A.J. Smith-Shawver from the jump, hit a quick two-run homer off of him in the first inning. And after Luis Arias. I forgot how to say his last name. Arias. He's the one who won the batting crown in Miami, and then he got traded from Miami to the Padres. He singled to left to start it off, and then boom, a big two-run homer off of A.J. Smith-Shawver. He hit that. I mean, Tatis absolutely drilled the ball. Didn't miss any of it. Hit it 415 feet into the second deck of the Padres Stadium, Petco Park, I believe it's still called, and the crowd went absolutely nuts. The yellow, mustard yellow, kind of gold yellow, whatever color you want to call it. I mean, they had those towels and they were waving them round and round. And A.J. Smith-Shawver felt that playoff, felt what playoff baseball was like if you are the visitor. He felt that very, very early on in the ball game, just two batters in. So 2-0 early. A.J. Smith-Shawver did lock in after that a little bit. He was able to finish the inning, but damage was already done. Gave up two runs in three hits. Then in the bottom of the second, A.J. Smith-Shawver gives up hits Cronenworth with a pitch. Then Solano singles to right. Cronenworth gets the third, so runners are at the corners. And then he got Shikoa hit a sacrifice fly to center field, and that allowed Cronenworth to score, and that made it 3-0. And then after that, Aaron Bummer came in, and A.J. Smith-Shawver's start was done just like that. So not a great first playoff start for A.J. Smith-Shawver, but look, I'll say this before we move on. I don't think what happened to A.J. Smith-Shawver in that start last night is indicative of what he can be or what his potential is at all. He didn't know until yesterday morning that he was starting a game that was last night. So he didn't know he was starting a game that was Tuesday night, the Braves' first playoff game. He didn't know he was starting that game until Tuesday morning. So it was a tough situation for A.J. Smith-Shawver. It was a little bit of a tough spot for him to be in. And look, I hope nobody out there is thinking, oh, well, he just got to go out there and pitch. He should be ready. Oh, no, it's more than that when you're a starting pitcher. There's a reason Max Fried didn't want to start on short rest. There's a reason Max Fried didn't want to start game two. These guys are a creature of habit. They like their schedule. They like their routine. So him just being called up and having to start a playoff game, his first ever playoff game, him having to start the same day he was told he was going to start, it's not necessarily easy for A.J. Smith-Shawver. So again, would I have loved to see A.J. Smith-Shawver have a better outing? Of course I would have. Of course I would have loved to see A.J. Smith-Shawver give me 6, 7, 8, 9 innings of three hit, no run baseball with, you know, one or two walks or something like that. Of course I would have loved that. Of course I would love A.J. Smith-Shawver to be the absolute best he could have been. But it was unrealistic to think that was going to happen. So I am not at all upset at what happened with A.J. Smith-Shawver last night. I don't think personally anybody should be. If you are, that's you. I can't tell you how to feel, but in my personal opinion, I don't think anybody should be upset with A.J. Smith-Shawver. It was last night, just to keep it frank, last night the Braves were not set up very well to win. They play a doubleheader the day before, and mind you, they couldn't cruise through game two of the doubleheader, by the way. They actually had to try in both games, and they were in a very stressful, high-intensity game in game one. Then they had to fight for their playoff lives in game two. So you have that. Then you have to fly across the country. Now, again, I'm sure the flights are a little bit more comfortable than the flights you and I take. But still, had to fly across the country. Then you had to play a game the next day. Wasn't a great Wasn't a great situation for the Atlanta Braves in any way, shape, or form. But they went out there, and they did have some chances as far as offensively goes. The Braves, as I'm trying to pull up the team stats for you here from yesterday's game, they did have times where they had runners in scoring position. In the top of the third inning, you had Marcell Ozuna and Michael Harris. Well, Michael Harris singled to right. Marcell Ozuna singles to left. You had Harris on second, Marcell Ozuna on first with two outs. And Matt Olson had a chance to tie the ball game with a home run or at least get the Braves on the board, and he strikes out swinging. That was in the top of the third. And, you know, if you get a run there, if you get a hit there from Matt Olson and make it 3-1, that puts a little bit more pressure on San Diego. Then, and by the way, great job by Aaron Bummer coming in yesterday in relief of A.J. Smith-Shawver and giving the Braves some very solid innings. I want to make sure I give that shout out to Aaron Bummer. He was fairly good all season, and he did have some times where he struggled, but he was really good last night when the Braves needed him to be. So shout out to Aaron Bummer one time for the one time, and shout out to the Braves bullpen overall because they, for the most part, held it down. Now, the Padres did get an extra run in the bottom of the eighth inning when he got Shioka hit that home run in the bottom of the eighth off Luke Jackson. But still, the Braves bullpen, very, very good overall last night, having to come in for basically turn into a bullpen game after Aaron Bummer leaves after 1 1/3 inning. But going back to the Braves offense, they had chances. And I told you in the top of the third, had a chance, runners on first and second with two outs, Matt Olson at the plate. And then in also the top of the eighth, they did have Ozzie Albies singling to right. He stole second. Marcell Ozuna strikes out swinging. So you had, another runner in scoring position. Chance to get a hit. If Matt Olson gets that hit earlier, it's 3-1. If Marcell gets his hit, it's 3-2. And it's a one-run ball game. And San Diego's really feeling the pressure. So then in the top of the ninth, Jorge Soler singles to right. You have Ramon Laureano. He grounded into a fielder's choice. He was able to run it out. But then Travis d'Arnaud just grounds out to third. And he made it a close play. But the Braves did get some offense and did have some opportunities. But overall, it was a tough night for the Braves. Seven hits for the Braves, and they struck out 15 times. Ozzie Albies struck out three times. Marcell Ozuna struck out three times. Soler struck out twice. Laureano struck out twice. Every batter struck out at least once for the Braves yesterday. That's crazy. Every batter struck out once, but just not a good night offensively for the Braves. And after you got blitzed a little bit in the first inning, it was just an uphill battle for the Braves the rest of the game. And it was an uphill battle they just couldn't climb out of. So hopefully they can bounce back tonight. Max Fried going to be on the mound for the Bravos. So hopefully you do not have to tax your bullpen as much as you did last night, but it's going to be Max Fried on the mound tonight for the Braves and Joe Musgrove, I believe, for the Padres. I will double-check that for you right now. It is Joe Musgrove going for the Padres. Musgrove went 6-5 this season, 3.88 ERA, 101 strikeouts, 1.17 whip. So he's been pretty good. He's been pretty good all season, so we'll see if the Braves can have any success and keep their postseason alive and force a winner-take-all game three. But the Braves got to win tonight to even get there first. So we'll see what the Braves can do. Hopefully they can generate some offense. Hopefully they don't strike out 15 times. And hopefully they can hit a little bit better runners in scoring position. Those will definitely be keys to a victory for sure. All right, when we come back here, about 6 minutes from now on the Hometown Take. The Falcons, they're getting closer and closer to their game, their short turnaround with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll let you hear a little bit from Raheem Morris. He was on the coach's show on Monday with Dave Archer, and he talked about what needs to be fixed between now and Thursday when the Falcons take on the Buccaneers. We'll talk about that next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on the Happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Moments like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Amazon drivers, Amazon workers out there. All my early morning, late night airport workers as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my front rear load truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now. Oh, and I can't forget all my hotel and hospitality workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. All right. We are going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons because just like the Atlanta Braves had a short turnaround from getting into the postseason, playing their way into the postseason, and getting into the postseason and playing a postseason game last night, the Falcons have their own version of a short week this week as they played Sunday, and they're going to turn around and play tomorrow against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Thursday Night Football. By the way, you already know you can hear that game right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Pre-game going to start at 6 o'clock for the Falcons. Chris Goforth, Mike Johnson will take you all the way up from 6 till 8 o'clock, and then 8 o'clock to 8:15, West Durham. Dave Archer will get you set for the game as well with a little pre-kick action. And then 8:15 Eastern time, West Durham, Dave Archer, give you all the action between the Falcons and the Buccaneers right here again on the flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. All right. It's an important game for the Atlanta Falcons. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. They win this game on Thursday. They will take the early lead in the NFC South. They'll be 3-2. Bucks will be 3-2, and they will obviously, if they win on Thursday, have a head-to-head win over the Buccaneers, be 2-0 in the NFC South, while the Bucks will just be, I think the Bucks have played a division game. I believe they have. I'll have to double-check. Oh, yeah, because they beat up on the Carolina Panthers. No, that was the Saints, the Aints that beat up on the Carolina Panthers. I'll have to check what the Bucks' record, NFC South record is real quick. I'm not sure they actually have played a game in the NFC South, and they haven't. I just checked. So the Bucks will be 0-1 in the NFC South if they lose on Thursday. The Saints will be 1-1 in the NFC South. And then the Falcons will be 2-0. So they will have the early lead in the NFC South. And they'll be 2-0 in the NFC as well. So just, man, you get, like I said yesterday, you get such a leg up if you're the Atlanta Falcons if you win on Thursday. So it is a huge, huge game. And it will set you back a good bit, at least between yourself and the Buccaneers. The Bucs will create some separation if you aren't able to get a win on Thursday because the Bucs are sitting at 3-1 right now. So they move to 4-1, you move to 2-3. All of a sudden, you're just that quickly two games behind the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for first place in the division. So you don't want to put yourself in a hole that quickly. And again, with this being a home game, another home game, you want to make sure you take care of business at home. You want to make sure you take care of business at the Cribbo. You want to make sure you take care of business in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then I will point out, you do have the Bucs fairly close. You knock out your games with the Buccaneers very quickly this season because you play the Buccaneers tomorrow, you play the Panthers that next Sunday, the 13th, play the Seahawks on the 20th, and then before the month ends, you're playing the Buccaneers again. This time, obviously, it'll be in Tampa Bay, October 27th. So this month, you're finishing your season series with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you want to make sure you can go ahead and take care of business against the Buccaneers, especially at home. But we will, again, continue to break down the X's and O's of that from now all the way up until tomorrow. And we're going to have Raheem Morris, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, help us break it all down because he was on the coach's show yesterday with Dave Archer, former Atlanta Falcons quarterback, and now obviously the color analyst for the Atlanta Falcons radio network. And Raheem Morris yesterday was talking about what he would like to fix between now and then, between now and tomorrow, when it comes to the Buccaneers and what needs to be changed, and again, what really just needs to be fixed, and what he would like to see the team fix. So, look, for me, before we hear from Raheem, there is a clear struggle right now on offense. It's not consistent enough. And look, they've been able to move the ball and make clutch plays when they really, really need to in two of the games this year. But it just feels like it's so laborious for the Falcons to move downfield. Other than that first drive against Kansas City where we just went through them like a hot knife through butter. Other than that drive and the two-minute drive against the Eagles, the final two-minute drive against the Eagles, the rest of the Falcons' offensive drives have felt laborious to me. It just felt like it was just so hard to get down the field. And I don't think it should be that way for the Falcons. I feel like they got too many weapons. And even with some of the injuries on offensive line, the offensive line played very well last Sunday against the Saints. So I still feel like this offense should be moving better and looking better than it has. So let's hear from Raheem Morris, head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, talking about what he would like to see fixed and what needs to be fixed from now until up until tomorrow when it comes to the Falcons and what adjustments need to be made heading into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game.
You know, when you're trying to find ways to win football games, you want to talk about all three phases. And we told our guys that we'd have a chance to get one off of them in dramatic fashion. You know, the first punt, we go down there and cover the kick and get right in his face. He bobbles it. The ball hits the ground and our guys hustling down, you know, Hodge jumping on it and scoring a touchdown was huge for us. And then having the ability to go out on defense, like you mentioned, and just be around Carr and harass him a little bit. And he was trying to throw a screen. We got it tipped up in the air. And when Troy got the ball in his hands, we know how fast he is. We know what he can do. He got a couple blocks, got one from Judon, got one from Jesse, and he was able to outrun the rest of the people and get in the end zone. So that was always great. And when our offense is going like they were, they got a chance to really show that they can put up a lot of points. We were able to get down there and drive down there a couple times, a couple drive stalled and penalties. They were able to get some plays and get us moved back and back us up on the chains. But I was really fired about how all three phases played together and played as one unit when he went out there. And like I told you yesterday, man, that fourth phase, again, got to give them a lot of credit when you're talking about our fans.
There you have it. And you hear him kind of recap the game a little bit there, too. And they did get a big boost from their defense, and they did get a big boost from their special teams on Sunday as well. But look, when you have a offense coming in like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense, and look, this Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense too, we have to mention, they're going to be feeling very good coming into this game against the Falcons because they just had a real nice game against the Philadelphia Eagles where they were able to handle the Eagles pretty well, and they are going to have some confidence coming into this game against the Falcons. They beat the Eagles, by the way, last Sunday, 33-16. And so this has been a Buccaneers offense that three out of their first four games have looked fairly good offensively. They put up 37 on the Commanders in week one. They scored 20 points against the Lions. Now, that's a good team in the Lions. We saw what they just did on Monday Night Football a couple of nights ago. They beat the Lions 20-16. Now, they did lose to the Denver Broncos. The Broncos have a really good defense. And now, we'll say this. The Broncos and the Falcons are intertwined when it comes to a particular stat. And I have to pull that stat up for you. But it's about not giving up deep shots. So maybe that will help the Falcons. I'm not saying the Broncos and the Falcons have the same type of defense. But seeing what the Broncos were able to do and how they're able to have success against the Buccaneers, maybe there's something the Falcons can take away and implement there. But then the Buccaneers bounce right back and score 33 points against an Eagles defense that did have a couple of injuries during the game, but still were fairly healthy during the game. We talk about their defense. Now, their offense was banged up, so maybe the defense was a little bit more tired because the Eagles offense couldn't necessarily play complimentary football, not having A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. Lane Johnson was also out too, but the point is, this could be a Buccaneers offense that can be explosive. It has the potential to be explosive. Baker Mayfield has been playing well this season. Obviously, he's got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Bucky Irvin is starting to emerge as a nice running back. Rashad White is a problem in the passing game, not necessarily the running game, but he is a problem in the passing game. He receives the ball out of the backfield very well. So, look, this Buccaneers offense does present some issues, does present some problems, and they can, again, be an explosive offense. So the Falcons need to make sure they can put a pin in that. But they have done a good job in not allowing explosive plays this year. And, again, they're right up there with the Denver Broncos when it comes to not allowing explosive plays. I'll give you the exact stat after the break. But the one thing the Falcons have been able to do is stop explosive plays. Now, they have been susceptible to the underneath stuff. And if Baker Mayfield is wanting to take that underneath stuff like Patrick Mahomes and Derek Carr was, it'll be a close game for sure. So we'll see what happens, and we'll continue to break down this game every which way up until game time tomorrow. All right, when we come back, I'll give you that stat on the Falcons, and we'll take a quick look around the rest of Major League Baseball and what went down, because there were a couple of surprising outcomes to me last night. That's all next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over to Home Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Back to your early morning sports fix.
Love it like this. Let's go, let's go.
This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over to Home Day Wednesday. Also a West Georgia Wednesday here in the Kia Studios. Two West Georgia grads holding it down. Shout out to my girl Noelle White for holding it down behind the glass. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need and keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there. All my Amazon drivers and Amazon workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers out there, all my hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Just to reset and recap for you, the Atlanta Braves are playing for their playoff lives. Yep, just that quick. You lose one game in the wild card series, it's only a best of three. You lose one game and you're already facing elimination. So the Braves are doing that. Win or go home, quite literally, for the Braves tonight. They're back in San Diego taking on the Padres. It's going to be Max Fried taking on Joe Musgrove. First pitch is set for 8:30, probably 8:38 again if you want an exact time. But it's going to be, again, it's not going to be easy for the Atlanta Braves. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, especially with not having Chris Sale, but you will have Max Fried on the mound. If there's anybody I would like to have in an elimination game, Max Fried is definitely on that short list. Chris Sale will be up there too, but Max Fried for sure is on that list. So I feel optimistic about the Braves' chances, but at the end of the day, it's going to be about the Braves' offense. Can their offense come through? They did have a couple of chances. They didn't have many. They did have a couple of chances last night to get some hits in some big spots, and they had runners in scoring position a couple of times last night, and they just could not get the job done, couldn't get the big hit. And they had runners in scoring position with their big boppers up, with Matt Olson up, with Marcelo Zuna up, and they couldn't get it done. So they have to get it done, and they have to get those hits because, again, in the postseason, you're not going to have that many opportunities. In the postseason, you're probably not going to have the opportunity to leave, nine runners stranded. You know, they had just about, two or three opportunities with runners in scoring position last night, and they couldn't convert. You got to convert on those two or three opportunities. And if you don't do that, you're going to have outcomes like you did last night where it's 4-0. So Braves are going to have to find a way to get the big hit, and they're going to have to find a way to do it against a good pitcher in Joe Musgrove, who's been very, very solid all season long. But we know what this Braves offense is capable of. We know what this Braves offense can do. It's just a matter of will they do it tonight with their season on the line. And speaking of the MLB playoffs, there were a couple of other outcomes yesterday during day one of the postseason. The Tigers. How about the Tigers taking down the Astros 3-1? They lead that series 1-0. The Kansas City Royals taking down what seemed to be one of the World Series favorites in the AL, the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals, who we just faced and took 2 out of 3 from. They beat the Orioles last night 1-0. And then the Mets taking down the Brewers 8-4. Bump the Mets. We still don't like them. Anywho, some very interesting outcomes. And if you remember, the Brewers were just beating up on the Mets. The second-to-last series of the regular season, they just took 2 out of 3 from the Mets. Was it 2 out of 3? Yeah, they just took 2 out of 3 from the Mets before they came and played that doubleheader with the Braves. So, again, you never know. And that's why you have to feel at least a little confident in the Braves, because the Mets just went back and after losing 2 out of 3 to the Brewers, they come back and take game 1 against the Brewers in the wild card series. So it's all just about playing well at the right time. And the Mets definitely have some momentum and some confidence coming off that high after that, winning that thrilling game and coming back against the Braves in game 1 of that doubleheader. So you got to think that plays in part to it. But yeah, I thought it was a little interesting that the Tigers beat the Astros 3-1. The Royals took down the Orioles 1-0. And all those teams going to be facing elimination tonight. Tigers and the Astros back at it at 2:30. Royals and Orioles back at it at 4:30. And by the way, Tigers on the road, Royals on the road. So both, actually all three, besides the Braves, all the road teams won yesterday. Tigers beat the Astros on the road. Royals beat the Orioles on the road. And the Mets beat the Brewers on the road. But, you know, the Braves, not quite that lucky last night. Couldn't quite get the job done. But hopefully they can get it done tonight. We shall see. But at the end of the day, while we're on the topic of the Atlanta Braves, and we'll talk a lot about the Falcons tomorrow, but with the Braves facing elimination, and I do want to say this. If, and I don't even want to speak this into existence, but I feel the need to say this. If the Braves do lose tonight, and hopefully they don't, knock on whatever this table is made out of, but if the Braves do fall tonight, if the Braves do go down tonight and their season is over, I still see this as a heck of a season for the Braves. I still see this as a very, very somewhat successful season. When you consider all things, when you consider you lose Ronald Acuña Jr. early and you lose him for pretty much the entirety of the year, when you lose Spencer Strider pretty much for the entirety of the year, you lost Austin Riley late in the season for what seems to be the entirety of the year, unless you maybe go on a World Series run. You lost Ozzie Albies for a good amount of time. You lost Sean Murphy for a good amount of time. Dealing with all those injuries, it's tough. Reynaldo Lopez missed a little time. Max Fried missed a little time here and there. So these Braves have been battle-tested. And Brandon Godden said it perfectly in the call once the Braves clinched that playoff spot in Game 2 against the Mets. Despite all the adversity, despite all the odds, the Braves still found a way to make it into the postseason. Now, and this is a credit to Alex Anthopoulos and Brian Snicker and the depth of this Braves team. They still had a lot of good players out there on the field, and Marcell Ozuna and Matt Olson and guys like that. But they battled a lot and dealt with a lot and had to deal with a lot this season. And you lost, again, some of your best players for a significant amount of time. And you were without some of your best players, probably your best two players, maybe aside from Chris Sale, for pretty much the entirety of the year. And for them to be able to even get into the postseason still, to me, is a feat that should be praised and a feat that should not be looked over or glossed over. So we'll see what happens tonight, but either way, I can still say I am proud of the Atlanta Braves for just making it into the postseason after they faced and battled through and handled the adversity the way they handled it. So hopefully the Braves can win tonight. Go Braves! We'll see what they're able to do. We'll also see what the morning shift has on tap when we come back. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a home day edition of The Morning Shift and wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.